If any member decides to delete or amend a provision contained in the bill for this purpose, the Special Petroleum Tax Amendment Bill 2018, which has passed through the consideration stage, or to introduce any new provision to it, he may at any time before a member rises to move the third reading of the bill, move that bill to pass to a second consideration. Therefore, you owe me every duty and every standard of care to hear me on this matter. Yeah. I work on this. I'm within the rules. Mr. Speaker, you see, you are chair of this house. You must hold us together. We almost don't even want to continue. Nobody has an objection to the review, to what we are doing. A revision of the petroleum tax. I did a press conference. We spoke on it. It's a good thing to do. So if I rose, Mr. Speaker, you owe me. I don't want to ever disrespect you. But if you invite me, I would. I would. No, I'm the minority leader. I don't have space to come on the stand over there. No. I am respecting. I'm going to. I was just writing to see if I could seek an amendment to the shuttle, and I was going to study the constitution, shuttle to the act, so that I ask for a second consideration, which is within the rules.
You heard Minority Leader Haruna Idrisu. Some members of the minority later poured out their frustration to Radio Ghana.
This speaker is not being fair to the minority. I'm close to the wall myself right now. I don't know the way I'll react the next time. We've noticed that this particular speaker has got an attitude towards minority, which is very hostile. He would not recognize some people, and to the extent of not recognizing the minority leader, it's a sad day for democracy in parliament. And I would support any action by the minority to make sure that speaker realizes that he's chairing parliament, but every individual member of parliament came here on his own accord. We are not here at the mercy of Mr. Speaker. We are very much appalled. This speaker is not a fair speaker any longer. And we are not taking it any longer. We have a tool in our arsenal. We can call for a review of some of his rulings, which we find to be unfair. And I'm saying that this speaker must listen to the minority as well. We are not here to be bullied. You heard us always singing, let us resist oppressors' rule. This is one of the things we want to resist.
That's not how the speaker runs the house. The speaker must, like I said, be a father to both sides of the house. He must give the minority its due. We can say that the minority has his say and the majority has his way. We have accepted that principle. That is the dictum of our democracy. But you cannot prevent the minority from having his say. The speaker can never, he has no power to prevent the minority from having his say. He doesn't have any such right. He's not a monarch. He's not a despotic monarch. He's a speaker.
You heard a section of the minority in parliament. Meanwhile, the majority has described the action of the minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, as unfortunate. The first deputy majority chief whip, Matthew Nyidam, says even though the speaker, Professor Mike Kieran-Okwei, faulted by not recognizing the minority leader, respect due the speaker must not be overlooked. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwarteng on Behind the News.
Our democracy has come to stay. And the fact that you don't get what you want a particular time does not mean you should disrespect the house that you belong to and call speaker names that cannot be printed. It is true that the minority leader was up for some time, and I can say closely to about 5 or 6, 7 minutes, and was not recognized by the speaker.
Wasn't he frustrated, maybe, standing for 6, 7 minutes, and you have admitted he wasn't recognized by the speaker?
Yes, because it is abnormal for the speaker to sit down closely to almost 10 minutes without saying anything. The speaker never recognized the majority leader because he was a majority leader. When you are in parliament and the house becomes a little ungovernable, you listen to the leader of the house. And the majority leader doubles as the leader of the house. And so he was recognized as a leader of the house, not because he was the majority leader. And when the leader was recognized, the speaker then recognized the minority leader because there was sanity at that particular time. But at the end of the day, if you listen to the minority leader, some words that come from him shouldn't have been the case. And I felt that it was unfortunate.
Having been disregarded, he obviously would feel peeved.
Yes, he can be peeved. He can be uncomfortable. He'll feel like the speaker did not respect him. Yes, I agree with you. But the fact that you are angry does not mean that you disrespect the chair, the speaker, and say that any time the speaker calls you, you were not going to recognize him. It doesn't happen that way. If you talk about the speaker who respect minority, the speaker who will give room for minority to speak, the speaker who will respect leadership. I'm telling you, Professor Michael Kwee cannot be compared to the Chief Parliament Speaker.
First Deputy Majority Chief Whip Matthew Nyidam.